This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right. Welcome. It is Saturday night. That means it's Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, a huge lineup. Listen to this. Governor George Pataki from the state of New York. Brand new book and a lot of, I would just say, perspective on what New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is dealing with. He's going to help us fill in the blanks on that tonight. We're also going to talk with my friend Eric Metaxas, who has an inspirational brand new book out that is dealing with some issues and some ideas that might be very practical in this day in which we live. He also lives in Manhattan. Will give us an update from what the streets of New York look like under coronavirus lockdown. Then before this hour is done, the hits keep coming because Senator Tim Scott from the great state of South Carolina will be with us, and it's going to be a jam-packed second hour ladies' lounge. We've got the new press secretary from the White House, Kayleigh McEnany. We've got Rona McDaniel, who's the head of the GOP, the RNC, and Sam Sorbo, actress and homeschool advocate, all straight ahead. Well, you may have heard it this week when Governor Cuomo said it.
If he ordered me to reopen in a way that would endanger the public health of the people of my state, I wouldn't do it. And we would have a constitutional challenge between the state and the federal government.
Okay, if the president ordered the governor to reopen, he wouldn't do it, and he'd have a constitutional challenge to Governor George Pataki joining us. Governor, and we're going to talk about your book and talk about a lot of stuff, but is this shooting a straw man? I mean, is the president going to go after the governor?
Kevin, absolutely. This is a nonsensical debate. The president is not going to order any state to take certain action. What he has said and made it plain again this morning, I believe, is that what he wants to do is set guidelines and guidance and provide guidance to those governors. And I think a national sense of where we are and what particular areas are recommended to do makes sense. But, you know, I was a governor, Kevin, obviously, for 12 years. And I have to say that it's the executive of the state who has the power to make these decisions. But I don't think President Trump in any sense intends to order any governor to take action to reopen schools or something of that nature. It's simply a function of providing guidance to the states, and that's appropriate.
Well, I had one of your former contemporaries on the show on Friday, Governor Mike Huckabee, and he said, he's actually said a couple of times, he's impressed with how federalistly oriented this president has been, that he's really not put demands on the governors. He's really opened up resources and said, here's how we can help. You have the discretion to do what you need to do. Is that your same assessment, Governor Pataki?
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's what he's been saying the whole way through. You know, one of the things I had hoped is that when we have a crisis like this pandemic, people would put politics aside. But when the president says, you know, you're on the front line to governors and you should be looking to get the PP, the personal protection equipment, the ventilators and everything, but we will help and do everything we can. He's criticized because he should be doing everything. And now he's criticized because they're afraid he is going to do everything. So let's try to be neutral here. The governors have the power. They're the ones who should be taking the action. The president has a critical role, the critical role, in letting the nation know what's happening and providing guidance across the country beyond state boundaries.
Yeah. We're speaking with former Governor George Pataki, a 12-year governor in his own right. Beyond the Great Divide is the name of the new book, How a Nation Became a Neighborhood. And Governor Pataki, one of the longest-serving governors in gubernatorial history and American history. And, Governor, I know you saw a lot in your days on the job, but this current crisis we find ourselves in, it really is very unique in and to itself, is it not?
It is. You know, there are similarities to other crises like September 11th, but this is different. And I think it's different because of the scope and the scale. First, it's not a region, it's not a country, it's the world. And second are the economic consequences. And yes, we had horrible economic fallout after September 11th, particularly in New York, that lasted literally for years, but nothing like the shutdown that has occurred in our country and so many other countries. So this is unique, and if any time required us to do our best to put aside partisan politics and try to do things in the public interest as opposed to in an individual or party's political interest, now's the time.
Governor, the numbers that we were being told by the, quote, smart people originally were 2.2 million deaths, and then it was 240,000 and then 100,000, and the current trajectory has somewhere between 26,000 and 62,000 long-term, which is about, I don't know, the equivalent of a really bad flu season. Have we given up too much in this month and a half that we've been out of circulation?
You know, Kevin, I don't think we can say that at this time because, yes, we're hopeful now that the total deaths will be in the neighborhood of 60,000 or below, but that is a horrible number. But have we not taken these steps? Have we not closed schools? Have we not
done think it would have been worse?
Social distancing? We could have had, you know, twice, 10 times as many deaths. We just will never know. And, you know, people like to look back and say, well, the president should have done this in February or someone should have done this in January. This is not the time for that. This is the time for us to look where we are today, talk about what steps we have to take today, plan for tomorrow, and deal with this crisis. We can figure out, well, did we do this right? Did so-and-so did that right? After the crisis is behind us, we're still in the midst of it. Hopefully the worst is behind us, but we're not sure. But now is the time to focus on today and the future, work to do everything we can to protect the people and get our economy back. And then we can figure out who should have done what when as we go into the elections in November.
Sure. Governor George Pataki's new book is called Beyond the Great Divide, How a Nation Became a Neighborhood. It recounts his insider view to 9/11. I'm going to ask him about that in a second. But, Governor, a couple more questions about what we're
sure.
in. The current governor called the regional governors together yesterday, got a conference call, got all of them basically saying they're willing to reopen, they're eager to reengage, that, you know, they want to walk this fine line of not giving the president any credit, but kind of being thankful for the resources that he's given them. But the big name that I see missing right now, Governor, you see President Trump directing the stuff from the White House. You see kind of Governor Cuomo kind of spearheading these Democratic governor's responses. Joe Biden's not on the radar screen right now, Governor. Is there something that the nation is watching here that is probably not good for his presidential hopes at this time?
Well, I think the fact that he has been sequestered in his basement, what it makes sense because of his vulnerability to the virus, but clearly it doesn't help him politically. You know, the fact that he is essentially missing in action during this, and I don't fault him.
Right.
You know, because in the midst of a crisis, it's not the time for partisan politics. But it certainly doesn't make him look like the leader that we need in a crisis. But I think Vice President Biden has a bigger problem than that. And that is that you look at China. And I think there's a growing bipartisan consensus
yes,
that
is.
This virus is infinitely worse than it should have been because of the actions of China. And combined with the theft of intellectual property and everything else, there's a growing awareness that we have got to treat China as an adversary and not as a trade partner. And Vice President Biden has said China doesn't pose a threat. His son got $1.5 billion to work on a fund funded directly by Chinese state enterprises. So, you know, I think the fact that he's been sequestered is not a plus. plus, but I think the biggest problem out of this will be the awareness that China is our adversary, and Joe Biden has failed to recognize that.
Governor, hold your spot right there, and friends, you do the same, because we've got another full segment with Governor George Pataki. Excited to be able to debut his book, Beyond the Great Divide, How a Nation Became a Neighborhood, and the life lessons that he has taken away from how the state of New York and the city of New York worked together in the aftermath of 9/11. Friends, it's one of the things that I feel like we need to be paying more attention to, at least right now. So, Governor, when we come back, let's get into not only your book, but I also want to ask you about this idea that private sector, public sector, press coverage, a lot of inequities being seen in how the press is covering the recovery of the virus and where we go from here. And sadly, that has boiled down into the very recesses of the country, the very opposite of what you're actually hoping to accomplish in the book. But Beyond the Great Divide, How a Nation Became a Neighborhood, Governor George Pataki, co-written by Trey Riddell. That's all. Just one more segment with the governor. We've also got Eric Metaxas, Tim Scott, Haley McEnany, Sam Sorbo, and before we're done, Rona McDaniel. I'm Kevin McCullough. Thank you for being here for this special edition of Radio Night Live. Coronavirus coverage continues. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you back with us. It's Radio Night Live, and unlike a lot of other radio broadcasts, we have continued to bring you fresh shows created and crafted by the multiple talented teams that handle all things Kevin McCullough during the week. My weekday producer, Alex Garrett, my operations staff led by Matt Sambolin, has kept us on the air in New York City during drive time every single day. We have still overseen the national distribution of Kevin McCullough Radio on our 300-plus outlets Monday through Friday. And here on Saturday night, even though my team has not been allowed to come to where we are in full lockdown mode. My TV team and my radio team have worked together to continue to provide compelling content that features the very brightest minds personalities. And tonight's guest is no different than that. Former Governor of New York, George Pataki. And Governor, I'm so grateful that you've taken the time to be with us. Coming up yet on the rest of the broadcast, we've got a huge show for you. We will go directly to the White House, the press secretary for the president. Yeah, cabinet-level press position. The press secretary for the president joins us at the top of the next hour. Kayleigh McEnany, who has gone through nearly every shift in her career while being on some form of Kevin McCullough Radio at some point in time, started with us in the late night show. She was an intern with Governor Huckabee. She went to Harvard Law School, did our show all through Harvard Law School, came out, got on with the campaign, then went to work for the GOP, became their national spokesperson, went back to work for the new campaign, became their spokesperson, and was hired as the press secretary this last week. And so we're very honored that she will join us in what I believe is her very first debut press secretary interview as the new person on the job there. Anyway, back to the questions with Governor Pataki, and a couple of them come to mind, Governor. The president has, on a daily basis, gotten very different treatment than Governor Cuomo has. I don't know if you've noticed, but they'll ask the president about, an on-the-shelf therapy, and they'll ask Governor Cuomo the same question, and they'll kid-glove it to the governor, and they'll throw right at the president's head. The president has really turned to the private sector in a way in this crisis that I don't remember seeing a president. Maybe there's been someone else that has, but I don't remember a president incorporating as much of corporate America's willingness to get involved. Has that been an asset to how long we'll end up wrestling with this and maybe ultimately coming up with a solution?
You know, Kevin, I think that's really a very intelligent observation that many haven't realized, that early on the president did call on the private sector and the academic, but not-for-profit sector, too.
And they were willing to help. Like, they came to the table.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it has had an enormous positive benefit here. You know, like, there are now dozens of companies looking at existing drugs to see if they can be used to treat the COVID-19. There are major companies working on vaccines, and the president working with companies like Johnson & Johnson to actually begin building a factory to manufacture vaccines this fall. So, yeah. And then, of course, the PPE, all the private sector companies that have gone out of their way to re-engineer their manufacturing to provide the equipment that our frontline health workers need. So he has engaged the private and not-for-profit sector in ways that I haven't seen in my lifetime, and that has been a very positive step. And just one more on this, Kevin, on the issue of testing. you know, we were way behind the curve because the CDC had a monopoly
right,
on testing
right.
and had to have everything sent to them and approved by them. And finally, that was waived so that private testing companies and state labs and others could get involved in a big way. And that was a critical step in helping us try to put this behind us.
Your beloved Lieutenant Governor joined us yesterday to break some of that down for us. And it really is shocking, Governor Pataki, that bureaucracy can still have that kind of stranglehold, even in a time of a pandemic like this. The book is called Beyond the Great Divide. I've teased it enough. Let's talk about it, Governor. Inside 9/11, I don't know that I've ever asked you these questions. I've heard Bernie Kerik's firsthand account. I've heard Mayor Giuliani's firsthand account. But you've now put yours into the form of a book, and you subtitled it How a Nation Became a Neighborhood. Why this title? Why this book? Why this time?
Well, for two reasons. First of all, we were and are as divided as I've ever seen in my lifetime today. Even in this time of crisis, you talked, Kevin, about how the press is throwing beanball president at his briefings. And this is a time when we should be trying our best to put aside partisan politics. And I wrote the book before this virus hit.
Yeah.
But even then, we just saw partisan gridlock and political paralysis that was preventing us from dealing with the critical issues. And I contrast that with September 11th, when a nation did become a neighborhood. We were all New Yorkers, even whether you were from California or Alabama, you rallied to New York and put aside politics. We weren't Republicans or Democrats. We were Americans. And what I tell is how that was the case after September 11th and how steps we can take to try to reclaim that sense that government should act in the public's interest, the people's interest, and not in a partisan manner. And sadly, I had hoped that we would move forward in this crisis towards that end, but we're not there yet. We have a lot further to go if we're going to put the partisan divide behind us.
I'm dying to know, and I haven't had a chance to read it yet, Governor. It just came out, and I want people to get it. Beyond the Great Divide, How a Nation Became a Neighborhood, Governor George Pataki, the author. But, Governor, there's got to be insights about how you did handle things post 9/11 that you could apply to this crisis currently. And I think, if nothing else, the long arc of recovery is going to be one of those areas. What's key to where we are and how we begin to reopen and come back and get back to the place where we were prior to COVID-19?
Well, I'll tell you, there are things, stories in the book that are totally relevant to how we get through this today. And one of them, and in fact, I just tweeted a photo from the afternoon of September 11th on my Twitter account. The most important decision I made in 12 years as governor of New York was the afternoon of September 11th. Rudy gave me a call. He had just gotten out from the rubble, and he said he was relocating his emergency command center to the police academy in Lower Manhattan. And I thought for a minute, and I said, Rudy, I'll be right there. And I brought my entire team down. And from the afternoon of September 11th, for days and weeks thereafter, we were all in the same room. All the key state leaders on one side of the table, all the key federal leaders, Mayor Giuliani on the other side of the table. I'm very hopeful. You know, Kevin, this is America. We have workers that just look at our hospital workers now. Look at the people in the grocery stores, the truckers, all risking their health to go out there and make sure we keep going. And that gives me great cause for optimism if the government helps and doesn't get in the way.
I've got to say, Governor, and I've only had a chance to be with you in the same room a handful of times, but you are one of the true optimists of American exceptionalism and America's hope. Name of the book, Beyond the Great Divide, Governor George Pataki. Governor, please don't be a stranger. Come on back to Kevin McCullough Radio, and let's keep the conversation moving forward in a positive and helpful way.
Well, thank you, Kevin, and keep it up. Stay strong, stay healthy, take care of those little kids of yours, and just have them smile a little bit, because we're all Americans, and for all the difficulties, we're going to have a bright future.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. President Trump is again going after some governors he thinks are making unreasonable demands in the fight against the coronavirus pandemic.
You don't hear any more about ventilators. What happened to the ventilators? And now they're giving you the others. Go testing. But they don't want to use all of the capacity that we've created. We have tremendous capacity.
He says several states are going ahead with plans to start reopening for business, despite warnings from health experts that doing it too soon could give the pandemic a second wind. He also says China should face consequences if it knew about the virus and didn't immediately alert the rest of the world.
If they were knowingly responsible, certainly, if it was a mistake is a mistake. But if they were knowingly responsible, yeah, then there should be consequences.
This is USA Radio News.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Radio Night Live. I'm Kevin McCullough. My guest, Eric Metaxas. And Eric, before we talk shop, let me ask you, how are the Metaxases holding up under the shelter in place? And what's been your kind of go-to remedy for these days?
Well, I got to say, first of all, thanks for having me on, stranger. And I got to tell you that, you know, I live on the Upper East Side of Manhattan, where a lot of rich people live. And so not being rich, I realize I'm one of the few people who hasn't escaped to his country home. So we are in, you know, it's like a ghost town mostly out there. And My daughter, of course, is home from college, which to me, she's our only kid. It's a huge blessing to have her, you know, forced by law to have dinner with her parents. And the whole thing is just absolutely a blessing. And I have time to write, which I really longed for, because there's a couple of things that I wanted to write, and I've been so busy with the radio program and traveling and speaking and stuff. So I'll be quite honest, this has been a wonderful enforced kind of, you know, Sabbath staycation for me. I can still run in the streets, and there's not too many cars to worry about. So it's really been a blessing for me, to be quite honest.
Well, that is making
this time, even though it's a tough time.
That is making the most lemonade out of these lemons that I've heard from anybody so far. So that's good.
And even better than that, Franklin Graham and Samaritan's Purse established, you know, this field hospital very close to here. So I visited there twice, and I'm just thrilled to death that my friend Franklin Graham and the wonderful people Samaritan's Purse are showing God's love in New York City. So that's just a really cool thing.
Well, and what a great Sunday morning little treasure he gave the nation
during that
little 27-minute service from Central
Amazing.
Park with Michael W. Smith
yes,
this last Sunday.
Exactly right. Exactly
and,
right.
You know, Eric, along those lines, and for people that don't know, you are a believer. You are a multiply talented, award-winning published author. But you are a proud New Yorker, and you love this city. And I've always appreciated the fact that you have a real passion. And what the way the city did or did not embrace Franklin Graham and Samaritan's Purse was kind of a shame. But I just loved the witness they had through all of it, that they just shined doing God's work, still doing it. They'll be there until the crisis is over. And what a great thing. And our friends that are manning pulpits throughout the tri-state area, and by that I mean people like Tim Lucas and Jim Cimbala and A.R. Bernard and a number of them, they are all telling me, Eric, almost on a daily basis, that the Lord is using this season in a powerful way that they never saw coming. And
there's no doubt about it. I totally see it. I feel it. I know it is happening. God is using this.
Yeah, that's very cool. All right. And you called me a stranger when I introduced you. I wondered, with all of the stuff I've written about hydroxychloroquine, how I did not end up on the Eric Metaxas show sometime in the last month. But, you know, it's okay.
I tried to avoid anything to do with this crisis, because there's certain things I just think, like, haven't I heard enough about that? Now, there are people like you who have the ability to dive into the news. I kind of dive away from it. So I crack a few jokes, but it's like, please, do I have to talk about this?
Even on my own show, Eric, we made a decision to go look for positive solutions. And so people that have listened to me long term have kind of even written and said, hey, we kind of like this. This always seeing the glass half full kind of side of Kevin McCullough. But I just think people need it right now. We need hope and we need encouragement.
Well, people always need that. And I think that there's a big market out there for, you know, conservatives kvetching about what a jerk that guy is and what a jerk that was. You know, like, I get that. But I think there's plenty of that out there, and I think a shot of hope for people, especially speaking as a Christian, I'm supposed to not only have hope, but speak hope and speak truth. I read the end of the book. I know who wins in the end, and we are not to despair.
That's right.
We're not to wring our hands. We're not to be angry. God considers that sinful behavior. Understandable, but sinful. It's not helping anybody. And I have to say that it's very tempting at times like this. So believe me, I get it.
Yeah.
But if I can help people, you know, to see God in the midst of the misery, I'm going to try to do that. So I'm glad you're doing something similar. Wonderful.
Well, you authored seven women and seven men, and now you're out with seven more men. And I want to know what these more men had more of than the first men.
Well, the reason I wrote these books is some people know
me. And then you're going to have a third book called Seven Most Men. So at some point.
Actually, you know what? Nobody's cracked that joke, and it hasn't even occurred to me. Now you can.
Eric, this is why you love me being around. We just miss each other.
That's why you're my friend. We appreciate some of the same dumb things. Seven Men is just, it was my way. I mean, I've written biographies of Bonhoeffer, Martin Luther, and William Wilberforce, and these are stories of people that are so inspiring.
I just wish those two had been a little more meaty. Like, I didn't think that they were quite in detail enough.
600 pages wasn't enough. Yeah. I know, I hear you. But the point is that some people people, they don't want to read a long book. And so I said, in Seven Men and in Seven Women, and now in the new book, Seven More Men, which came out literally yesterday, I can tell the short version.
Yeah, more manageable. I get that. Eric Metaxas, talented talk radio host for Salem Media, author of the brand new book, Seven More Men. Kevin McCullough with Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina when we continue.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live, and I cannot think of a more dysfunctional picture of Congress than what's going on right now. The Democrats holding up the second round of stimulus help. And I'm looking everywhere for heroes that'll face the music, face the voter, and face down those that are doing the wrong thing in Congress. And my next guest, I think, is one of those guys. And I like to think of this guy as part of the solution, definitely not part of the problem. He's not part of the swamp. He's part of that group that came to Washington, D.C. to dismantle it. He is Senator Tim Scott from the great state of South Carolina. And his new book is called Opportunity Knocks, A Compelling Case for What is Possible in America Today with Faith and Determination. Tim, it's always good to have you on the show. Thanks for coming back.
Well, Kevin, thank you so much for the invite. I'm excited to be back with you on the radio. God bless your show, and I hope you are practicing positive social distancing.
Well, we like to call it extreme distancing in the New York area. So, I just want more than anything the American people to be able to get back to work. And let's start the conversation there, Senator. Germany reported yesterday, and I've been trying to track some of this. My Twitter feed's become an aggregator of hopefully good news. But Germany figured out a couple of days ago that if you've got antibodies that you're probably safe and probably not carrying, they're going to let everybody, and this may be up to 20% this week, turn the lights back on. And as people continue to recover, they're going to see more and more of those beginning to get in. Senator, how soon can we start going back to work?
Yes, that is the golden question, Kevin, the one that we're still processing the answer. I literally spoke within the last several minutes with Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci, and that was one of the top questions. We're ready for America to go back to work, and of course, the president has been very clear we're not going to do that until we can do that safely. I believe that every single day we are closer to getting there. One of the questions that we had was about having an abundance of testing available. If you look at Germany, what they did with the finger prick test allowed them to understand who had likely been infected and they had recovered. And once we have the ability to provide that type of information to 6,000 plus colleges, the hundreds of thousands of K-12 schools, the millions of workplaces, we'll have a confidence that will allow them to return to business, work, or school as usual.
Right.
It is ready. I'm ready for our churches to be full to the brim, and that will happen as we see the testing going out. And frankly, as we end April, we will be in a far better place with the type of test that allows us to see those who have been infected, is my understanding, and entering into May, those tests will be more available. And then as we head into the summer, we believe that there is a high probability that there will be the type of confidence that puts us all back at work.
Well, I hope that can even be fast-tracked. I've been following the model, Senator, and the IHME model is just garbage. Like, we're so far off from where their numbers are. And the idea that the president, you know, mentions a therapy that is cheap and available and out there, and by my count now, thousands of doctors are using it to a very effective means, but the press just wants to beat him up for it. Then they turn around and ask my governor here in New York, Cuomo, the same questions, but they're all nice to him. Like, it's sad that in the worst pandemic of our nation's history, that politics is still driving the media coverage of what's going on here.
It's hard to deny the absolute fact-based pattern of really just a denial of reality as it relates to the president's strong, powerful leadership. His containment strategy was spot on. The mitigation strategy has been quite effective. But there's no doubt the media, the national media, looks for every way to tear him down. But what they don't understand right now, they're tearing down the American people,
yeah,
not the president of the United States. And frankly, watching the two of those, President Trump on one side and Governor Cuomo on the other side, you would be in an alternate world not to recognize the kid glove treatment of the governor and the brass knuckle treatment of the president. It's hard to watch that type of disparity when, in fact, the governor of New York is depending on the president of the United States to rescue the state from the challenges that we are undertaking. And frankly, Kevin, if you listen to even the governor of California, who's not been a friend of the president,
oh,
talk
yeah
about the accessibility, the leadership, the integrity of this process, getting all that he needs. Here's someone who is not a friend of the president, but acknowledges that President Trump has shown strong, consistent leadership and has assembled a Class A team. I wish we were hearing that from the media and not just one lone voice in the wilderness.
No, you and me both, Senator. Senator Tim Scott from South Carolina is who we're talking to. And, Senator, you are the most prominent African-American in Congress. As that role is played out for you, I've seen reports over the last couple of days about how the pandemic is hitting the African-American population in greater intensity. I know yes. that we see that in other health cycles, sickle cell anemia, for example, and some other heart-related and cancer-related stuff. Is this the media is trying to make this a black people are being underserved by the community and by the government, therefore they're the ones suffering more greatly. Is that what it is, or is it that there are unique health challenges that are showing their heads in this time?
Kevin, once again, you've just highlighted the politicalization of this pandemic in a way that is not helpful for anyone.
Yeah.
Here's what's happened over the last several days. I've been watching the numbers for a while. If you look at Italy, it gives you a snapshot of why we should be concerned for many of the communities of color in this nation. And the president has rightfully had his task force taking a serious look at this issue. And I'll go come back to that in a second. But in Italy, 76% of those who died had high blood pressure and or asthma. These two morbidities are very present in minority communities, the African-American community, the Alaskan Native community, the Hispanic community, higher incidence of high blood pressure and asthma in the community. Now, I'm not going to blame that on anyone in the administration. That has been the case, not this year or last year, but for generations.
Yeah, Senator, you're applying common sense to people that don't want it to be applied. That's the problem. Senator Tim Scott from the great state of South Carolina is my guest, and we will continue because his new book deals with another subject that some people may not know much about in his life. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
My guest is Tim Scott, Radio Night Live, Kevin McCullough. Senator, I heard you came to faith in high school. Tell me about it.
I did. I will tell you that as a high school football player, I was a pretty well-recruited athlete in my junior year and my senior year heading into my football season. I unfortunately fell asleep driving my vehicle down the interstate at about 70 miles an hour, went through the windshield. Flipped all over from, I was going east, ended up going back west, flipped through four lanes of traffic in the morning rush hour, went through the windshield, came back in the car, broke my ankle, ended my football season for seven consecutive weeks without playing, lost most of my scholarships, ended up with a small scholarship to Presbyterian College, where a guy named J.R., John Rickenbacker, the linebacker for my football team, led an FCA meeting, and it was at that meeting, at that college, where I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. And I will say that no tragedy could overshadow the triumph of having Jesus in your heart as your Lord and Savior. And the book, In Opportunity Knocks, you'll hear the story in chapter 6, how my faith has impacted my life, my view. The importance of putting others first is a part of the story of the book of Opportunity Knocks, because I learned very quickly life is not about me, and that the best way for me to have a significant life, hopefully successful, but a significant life, is by having the ability to help others. And my mentor, a Chick-fil-A operator, is one of the reasons why I love Chick-fil-A even to this day. My Chick-fil-A operator mentor said, "I see more in you than you do in yourself. If you do a job, look to create jobs." He said, "Don't look for a paycheck, look for a profit." He started teaching me these underlying basic biblical principles of finance and individual responsibility, and it took my life from being stuck and mired in poverty, stuck in a ditch, and he brought me out. He elevated my attention and my thinking, and he taught me that in America, all things are possible, and anyone from any place at any time can rise and do the most magnificent things. And An Opportunity Knocks, you hear that story from the first chapter to the end of the book.
That's just remarkable. And friends, we can't get into the whole book today because the senator's short on time, but I want you to get a copy of Opportunity Knocks and read it. It will be an inspiring story. He talks about the principles of hard work. He talks about racism. He talks about the danger of veering towards socialism. There's a lot in here that you're going to get great insight from South Carolina Senator Tim Scott. Tim, always a pleasure to see you in person, but today be able to talk to you on phone. I pray that the Scott family is well. You guys are sheltering in place, and the kids and family, everyone's good?
Well, thank you. Thank you, Kevin. Yes, sir. Everyone's healthy, and social distancing is a powerful force for good. I do note that having the opportunity to be closer to your loved ones than ever before is a wonderful experience most of the time.
I heard that giggle coming. Senator, great to talk to you. Thanks for being here.
You take care.
Right. And that's the end of Hour 1. Hour 2.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.